How far can you go on $300? Well, we decided to find out. This summer, we've put together a series on short trips you can finance with some of your tax rebate check. Today, the Grand Canyon. Writer Scott Carrier decided to hike from one rim of the canyon to the other and back again. And just in time for Father's Day, he made the trek with his son. So with today's segment of 300 government bucks, here is Scott Carrier.
It's only 400 miles on Highway 89 from Salt Lake City to the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Pretty much a straight road due south, but it took us 3 days to get there. My son, Milo, and me, my truck. I think we drove more like 700 miles because we got off the highway and wandered through the maze of southern Utah, the canyons and mountains of the Colorado Plateau. We drove east, then west, then south, up over a pass where it was snowing, down to a river where it was summer. We camped on the side of a mountain and built a huge fire to keep the black bears away. Milo roasted corn on the cob in tin foil with a healthy amount of bourbon sealed inside, which was amazingly good, almost magical with the fire and the cold mountain air. I said, "Milo, where'd you learn that? You're only 20 years old." He said, "Well, I've never done it before, but whiskey is made from corn. It only makes sense." There were so many things I wanted to tell him, but I didn't know where to start. At least we had a plan. We were going to walk across the Grand Canyon, from the north rim down to the river and up to the south rim, where they have hotels and restaurants, take a hot shower, eat a good dinner, sleep in a good bed, and then walk back the next day, back down to the river and up to the truck and drive home. Walking across the Grand Canyon is like climbing a mountain in reverse. You start by going down to the bottom instead of up to the top. And the danger is not freezing to death, but overheating. From the north rim, the trail descends 6,000 vertical feet to the river, and it gets hotter and hotter as you go down, to where it can be a blazing inferno at the bottom. The sun will knock you down so quick it makes your head spin. There are signs at the top, posted by the National Park Service, warning hikers of the dangers. Do not attempt to hike from rim to river and back in a day. Many who tried suffered illness or death. Carry food and water. Wear sturdy footwear. We started down the trail running because it was easier and more fun. In the first 7 miles, we dropped 4,000 vertical feet through 500 million years of layered up sandstone. The next 7 miles to the river followed Bright Angel Creek, through the dark, metamorphosed Vishnu schist, almost 2 billion years old. Then we came to the river and crossed the footbridge. I crossed it halfway and sat there for a while. The river was clear enough to see it was carrying billowing clouds of golden silt. The sun had baked the sides of the canyon to where you could feel the heat coming off the rock walls, like being inside a toaster oven. I thought, this is the place to speak. Say something about all the water under the bridge, all the mistakes I'd made as a father. I thought maybe if I said the right thing, I could leave the mistakes there with the billions of years. But then Milo spoke instead and said something that made me realize everything was going to be okay. He said, "I want to be the best." And I said, "All right, good one. Let's go eat." And we started the long walk up out of the canyon.
Writer Scott Carrier, he's part of the radio collective Hearing Voices. You can hear more at hearingvoices.com.